USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden calling his G20 summit meetings very productive, and he spoke at a news conference in Rome as they closed and said agreements on global minimum tax, a deal to resolve the EU tariff war over steel and aluminum, and the efforts to tackle supply chain issues all went very well. The president also saying he's hopeful that Congress is going to be passing his Build Back Better legislation within the next few days. He's next heading to a UN climate change conference in Scotland on the climate change issue. He says the United States is going to get away from fossil fuels, although it will take a while to do that.
It's going to take us between now and 2030 to have half the vehicles in America electric vehicles.
A Halloween party in Texarkana, Texas turns deadly. One person shot and killed, 9 others wounded. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
President Joe Biden's victory in Georgia in the 2020 presidential election was the first time a Democrat had won that state since 1992, but then President Trump did claim there was voter fraud involved. You may remember he demanded that Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger find the votes to overturn the election. He made that request in a phone call a few days after the polls closed. Now Raffensperger tells NBC's Meet the Press the numbers never supported any of the claims of the former president.
He said there was 10,000 dead people. There's less than 5. He said that there were thousands of felons and there was less than 74. He said there were 66,000 underage voters. There were 0.
Alex Bowman going home with a NASCAR victory, but also a fresh new feud as he took home the win at the NASCAR Xfinity 500 at Martinsville. But after the win, he attempted to celebrate. That's when Denny Hamlin refused to let him by blocking his vehicle. Hamlin took issue with how Bowman raced him towards the end. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Upcoming Election Day in the United States does not hold many contests of national interest, but there's an interesting gubernatorial race going on in Virginia, and there's been a development in just the past couple of days.
After weeks of being locked in too close to call polling in the race for governor of Virginia, Republican Glenn Youngkin has now taken a healthy lead over Democrat and former Governor Terry McAuliffe in the latest surveys.
Our most recent polling that we've all seen shows that I'm winning with parents in a huge degree. We've got a giant surge from the Latino community. We see minority voters actually supporting Republicans for the first time in a long time.
A Fox News poll released Thursday showing first-time candidate Youngkin leading McAuliffe by 53% to 45% sent a jolt through the Old Dominion state. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And it is Halloween, and you can, of course, expect more little ghosts and goblins to be making the rounds this year over last year's numbers, as the pandemic was still raging a year ago. CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky saying families should celebrate and go out trick-or-treating if they choose to, but she is still urging people to use, quote, prevention strategies to protect themselves and their family from COVID-19. She said as long as people do stay spread out during the trick-or-treating, it should be very safe for children. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.